Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's F rating in tobacco control. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death in the United States, according to the CDC. More than 20,000 Ohioans die from smoking-related deaths each year. And the American Lung Association says the state isn't doing enough to help. In its annual report on how states are faring in tobacco cessation and education programming, Ohio received a failing grade. Kezia Afosu-Atta with the Ohio chapter of the ALA is here to explain why. Hello, Kezia.
Hi, Kendall. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we get into Ohio's education and cessation programming, help us understand how needed it is. How do our state's smoking rates compare with the rest of the country?
Ohio has high rates of smoking. 33.6% of high school students smoke in Ohio alone annually. 15% of adults in the state of Ohio smoke, and that amounts to about 1.3 million people in the state. And also, cancer deaths are attributed to smoking is 33.5%. So this is a big issue that we have to draw attention to.
In your report, you found that Ohio has spent just a tiny sliver of what the CDC recommends on smoking prevention and cessation. How has the state's spending changed over the years?
So two state budgets ago, funding for tobacco prevention or tobacco cessation was cut, I think, in half. And then in this recent budget, we see that Governor DeWine's proposal, he increased funding to that a bit. That is something that is important, that if someone wants to make a quit attempt, that there are resources that are funded to be able to assist them. CDC recommends that we spend $132 million. Total funding in the state of Ohio is $10.2 million.
Is this common for it to be so below that number? Are other states underspending as much as we are?
Some states are doing exceptionally well, but across the board, we see that general recommendations to each state to increase funding towards these tobacco cessation programs.
We have gotten this F grade for the last 8 years on this report, but there seems to be at least some political will for change. Governor DeWine is pushing to increase the cigarette tax in the state from $1.60 to $3.10, for instance. That's a move that tobacco retailers say will hurt business. What could this change potentially mean in terms of health outcomes for Ohioans?
We know that every 10% tax increase on cigarette leads to a reduction in consumption by 4% among adults and 7% among youths. And one prime example is in the state of New York, where when they increase your tax to $4.35 per pack, which is one of the highest in the United States, this reduced your smoking rates among high school students by 38%.
So that would be a step forward in your view. Is there anything that Ohio is doing well right now on tobacco control?
I think right now, Ohio is in the budget process. They've taken a step in the right direction by introducing an elimination of flavored e-cigarette products. But I would also urge that in addition to that, they introduce an elimination selling of all flavored tobacco and cigarette products, because we see that addiction is higher in people who use cigarettes that are flavored.
That's Kezia Afosu-Atta with the Ohio chapter of the American Lung Association. Thank you so much, Kezia, for your time.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.